If you've driven on Interstate 405 lately, you probably have an opinion about the new toll lanes. Those lanes are supposed to help ease congestion and pay for future improvements to the road. But whether you're for or against the tolls, you're probably curious about how that money's being spent. We wanted to take apart the tolls on Interstate 405 to see where the money's going. Our story begins in a car. Cynthia Ulrich drives a beat-up red convertible southbound on Interstate 405. She says the toll lanes have made traffic in the general purpose lanes unbearable, and she says they're too expensive.
The tolls have extraordinarily burdened the average commuter.
All around us, magnetic sensors in the roadway measure the speed and volume of the traffic. The tolls go up as the traffic gets worse. Up ahead, there's a metal bar hanging over the lane. It's loaded with equipment.
Ah, here we come. We're just about now to go under the cameras with the lights catching my license plate, and we do that now.
All right, so right there is where a toll is born, right where you can see that little 11. That's right where it happens.
Engineer Tyler Patterson points to a spot on a map on his computer screen. Information about Ulrich's convertible was captured by sensors at that spot and sent to a computer inside a cabinet on the side of the road.
And then all those little cabinets on the side of the road report back to headquarters and say, hey, I saw this vehicle at this time. And then we take all those little pieces of information and then build a trip together.
A trip is a report about where someone drove and what they must pay. Patterson is part of the state's high-tech crew of engineers in Pioneer Square. He gets excited about the math that calculates the price of the tolls.
Well, the algorithm is really exciting. You have to be a nerd to say that.
About 19 cents of every toll pays for state engineers like Patterson. It also pays for toll system administrators and their staplers and offices and stuff. They work hard, but they can't predict everything. One time, the tolls shot up to $10 a trip. That's supposed to discourage use of the toll lanes when traffic is heavy. But instead, people poured into the toll lanes.
Here we are with this great, all these mathematics and people acting rationally and all this sort of thing. And then you throw in people's behavior and that's the factor you don't understand.
They've had to tweak the algorithm. But the tolls pay for more than algorithms and nerds like Patterson. 15 cents of every toll goes to keeping the hardware working. Some of that money goes to Tony Marty. He stands on the side of I-405. He points to the equipment his team maintains for Schneider Electric.
We'll get into these cabinets and service them to make sure that, you know, there's no rats in there, you know, little critters or anything building nests in there.
Really? Like a rat would climb inside?
Yeah, a rat could definitely get into a cabinet through the conduits. If it's a strong rat, it could potentially get through the plugs.
But the biggest chunk of each toll isn't spent on rats. Around 20 cents from every toll goes to making people happy, or at least trying to.
Thank you for contacting the Good to Go Customer Service Center.
We are experiencing high call volumes. The average hold time is 25 minutes.
In May, we are getting about 2,500 calls a day. Today, it's between 4,000 and 5,000 calls coming into the customer center. So volume has doubled.
That's Patricia Michaud. She's in charge of customer service. Behind her, people sit in front of computer screens and talk into telephone headsets.
Thank you for calling Good to Go. This is Matt. Can I get your account number, your notice number?
People call for lots of reasons. Some forgot to flip the Good to Go transponder into the correct position and were charged for a trip that should have been free. Others failed to set their Good to Go accounts up correctly and were charged a higher rate. I overheard one agent talking to a customer who refused to pay any toll higher than $2. It takes a patient person to work in customer service.
Some of the best reps are either old souls or older people who has a little bit more life experience, I think, that can empathize with a customer.
Matt Reagan just got off the phone with a customer. The customer had a late fee of almost $50. Reagan made it go away.
She was ready to pay the $50.55, and I was like, so how about we just pay $5.55? She went, what?
Customer service reps can do that once per customer. So let's do the math. When you add it all up, we spend about 54 cents of every toll creating algorithms, keeping the rats out of the equipment, and answering phones. But tolls bring in a lot more money than that. Tolls range from 75 cents to $10. The extra money goes to pay for more improvements in the I-405 corridor. Back in her car, Cynthia Ulrich says she doesn't trust the state to spend that money wisely.
We have been lulled into believing that if we get into the toll lanes and pay the money, that we are helping to improve traffic. What has happened is traffic has not been improved in any way, shape, or form.
State numbers suggest the toll lanes have actually made traffic worse in some spots, such as north of Bothell. But they show faster commutes, even in the general purpose lanes, along most of 405. We'll find out how much money the tolls have raked in over their first 3 months in late January. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.